I saw a cardinal in my backyard yesterday. Oh my God, what a sight. I'm sitting there in my backyard sipping on a alcoholic beverage, you know, and it's nice out there with all the trees. And I spot this cardinal under a tree in my backyard, and bright red. And just what a sight to see a cardinal in your backyard. Wow. And I watched the cardinal in my backyard for about 5 minutes, just walking around. And finally, I yelled out. I said, hey, what are you doing in my backyard? And the cardinal turns around and he says, well, I'm supposed to be a guest speaker at a church, and GPS sent me over here. And I said, no, I said, I you know, I'm sitting here and I'm seeing a guy wandering around my backyard wearing like a red cardinal robe. And I thought, like, well, that's odd. I never see that. He said, yeah, I apologize. He says, I'm supposed to be at the Church of the Immaculate People. And I said, oh, that's halfway down the street over there. You get out of the neighborhood here and you take a right, and it's about 30 seconds down the street on the right-hand side. I said, oh my God, thank you very much. I hope it didn't cause any trouble. I said, no, I never see a cardinal in my backyard before. I've seen a couple of bishops, and I, you know, priests always are getting lost back here, but cardinal is a very, very rare sight. So, no, that was really nice. That was nice. But have a nice day, Cardinal. You too, my son.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
You don't see that every day.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
I think I live too close to that church.
Whatever.
Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Very nice.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. How are you today? My goodness, it's good to see you again. Thanks for stopping by. I won't be very long. This won't take much of your day. Hopefully, I'll be able to stimulate you, if you know what I mean. And get your mind thinking all kinds of crazy, wacky methods. You know, this could get really, really ugly. So sit back there, relax, take it easy. I'll take over for here. About half an hour. I'm figuring about half an hour, okay? That's all. I don't know. Whatever. Oh, my favorite word. That's my favorite word. Whatever. It's a lovely word. You just dismiss everything that's going on by saying that one word.
Hey, Ron, my grandmother died last night, and it was, well, rest in peace, because she was suffering horribly. She was 127 years old, and it's devastating. Us came a big surprise to us, and she passed.
Whatever.
Oh, that's the end of that conversation.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, got a job promotion yesterday. You're looking at the new executive manager of whatever. Just shut whatever. It's an annoying response. Granted, it's not something that's a sweet thing to say, but it does stop conversations in their tracks. the other person just doesn't know what to do at that point. Ron, I was telling you a story about myself, about I was telling you something, and then you stopped me with whatever. Yeah, I did. I did. Effective, right?
Yeah, it kind of is. I don't know what to say.
Whatever. Love that word. Love it. Love it. Love it. I even text that word. Oh, someone's texting back and forth with you, and they're just going on, like in the conversation, the texting never ends. Just text whatever, and all of a sudden, they won't text you anymore. For years, they won't text you anymore. It ends relationships, marriages. It's a fantastic word. It works so well. Try to throw it into your vocabulary every once in a while and have fun with it. How are you today? You feeling all right? See, I'm making believe that I care. Wasn't that great? All you got to do is make believe you care just for a couple of seconds and everybody's happy and then you can say whatever and go away. It's not a big deal to me. Oh, man. So I'm watching, I don't watch baseball very frequently on television. I certainly don't go to a ballpark because I can't stand people who smell like perspiration. Perspiration, not preparation. Preparation X, H, B. I can't stand people that smell like perspiration, and they always sit next to me at ball games. The few times I've been to a ball game, I've always sat next to somebody that won't shut the hell up. Always. They migrate to me. There should be a border wall around me because somehow they're just trying to jump my wall. They're just, everybody who's annoying sits next to me. Yeah, other people don't have that problem. I look at other people, quiet people sitting next to them. Me, I attract them like flies. I don't know why, and I don't talk to them. They just end up sitting next to me, and they're disgusting human beings. They smell, they fart, they belch, they talk too much, they yell, they scream, they do that annoying ear-piercing whistle thing out of their mouth. I don't know why they sit next to me. I told you this story before, and I don't know what it is. I don't know. I mean, I attract weird, terrible people. Sometimes I'll go to a bar to have an alcoholic beverage. I don't do that frequently. And there'll be nobody at the bar. No, I swear, nobody else is at the bar but me. And some type of annoying individual will come into the bar and sit, like, right next to me. All the other seats are available. And I always think, well, they must really like me. They don't. I don't know why they gravitate to me. It's awful. There should be dividers between seats in restaurants at bars and stuff, like the dividers you have between urinals so you can't see the other guy's pee-pee. They should have that between seats at bars. I don't want to sit next to you people. Don't start conversations with me. It's going to go nowhere. You have no idea. I should be wearing a badge 24/7 when I'm out in public, and the badge, the little label on my clothes, and it should say, don't sit next to him. He doesn't want you here. Don't talk to him. If I want to have a conversation, I'll start it, not you. Or you can start one at your own peril. It won't go anywhere, and it won't last. Okay, fine. So I'm watching baseball on TV. Ooh, started this story about like 20 minutes ago. I'm watching baseball on TV, and I don't do it on purpose. I do it because I haven't slept in a while, because baseball puts me to sleep. It's just the sound of two announcers talking about their kids and backyard barbecues, because nothing's going on the baseball field, so they just start talking about stuff. It's really stupid. So I'm sitting there, I'm watching the little stupid baseball game, and it's a Boston Red Sox baseball game. And I don't even know who they're playing because whatever. And they go to a commercial. And the commercial is for a company called Window World. Guess what they do? They do replacement windows. So it's like a 30-second commercial. You have these two guys standing there. in their little promotional company shirts. It says Window World on the pocket of their shirts, you know, the high-quality uniforms. And they say, Bob, we understand that you replace windows direct from the factory. That's right, Jack. And they're talking back and forth like they're having a friendly conversation, but it's a horribly acted little television commercial for replacement windows, for Window World. And at the end of it, it says that Window World is the official replacement window of the Boston Red Sox. And that's when I went crazy. I can't stand that. What? You're the official window replacement company for the Boston Red Sox. Are you serious? Are you really serious? You're really telling me that the Boston Red Sox baseball organization has endorsed Window World as being the one window replacement company of the Boston Red Sox? If you want your windows replaced just like a Boston Red Sox player, then go to Window World. What are you talking about? That makes no sense whatsoever. Makes no sense. Why did you choose Window World? Because it's the official replacement window of the Boston Red Sox. What else? Would you be that much of a baseball fan that when it's time to replace your windows, you make a call to the Boston Red Sox and say, look, I want to replace my windows. Do you have an official window replacement company that you use? Yes, the Boston Red Sox use Window World. All of them do, whether they need replacement of windows or not. Okay, that's the company for me then, because no one knows window replacements more than the Boston Red Sox. That's right. That's right. When you think of experts on window replacement, it's the Boston Red Sox players. They know. They know. I found that to be so hilarious that I was both upset and laughing at the same time. It stirred up all kinds of emotions for me. There's a furniture store in the Boston area called Jordan's Furniture. And these two brothers started this furniture company, and it's quite large. They have quite a few different stores around the New England area. And in their commercials, they are the official furniture company of the Boston Red Sox. Oh, my God. So if you go to a Boston Red Sox player's house, they only have this Jordan's Furniture. They've never... Hey, wait a minute. In the corner, is that... Do I see a table lamp from Walmart? You're kicked off the team. How dare you use another? That's not official. You don't have the official furniture. Get off the team. Jimmy, you've been playing baseball for the Boston Red Sox for about, 12 years now?
That's right, Bob.
You are one of the greatest shortstops in baseball history. What kind of couch should I get?
Well, I do use the official furniture store of the Boston Red Sox, and I happen to know all kinds of furniture and wood finishes.
Oh my God, what are you kidding me? Do you understand that what happens is the company makes a bid to the Boston Red Sox and says, I make pencils. Can I be the official pencil maker of the Boston Red Sox? Sure, that'll be $2 million, please. Okay, here's your $2 million. Okay, now you can say that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, do you all want pencils?
No, we don't give a shit. Whatever. We're just trying to make money here with selling the title of the... Well, we don't want to use your pencils, your stupid number two lead pencils. Get out of here with this thing. Whatever. You want to send us pencils? Whatever. That's why I like the Boston Red Sox. They know their graphite. They know their graphite, and there is no question about it. That's why that pencil company is the official pencil company of the Boston Red Sox.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Don't worry, no one has to know. This is just between you and me and Ron. We cool?
Well, the summer months are upon us, duh, and I have a dog. You probably do, too. And there are certain foods that you should not be offering to your dog. Now, I know that you don't put people food in the dog bowl when it's time for the dog to have its breakfast or its dinner or its lunch or its brunch or its afternoon snack or late time, whatever. However, when you're having barbecues and, you know, kind of having people over to your house, why you would do that, I have no idea, but sometimes you do. There are foods on the table, and the dog begs all the time. The dog doesn't know what they're begging for. They just want food and attention. There are certain foods that you should never give your dog, even just throwing them a little bone, so to speak. So I thought it would be interesting to run through these foods, not physically, but verbally. Are you ready? Here we go. Foods that you should never feed your dog. Fruit is not really good for your dog. My dog loves watermelon. And then I read that that's not a good idea, Ron. Dogs don't digest fruit rather well, apparently. Do never. There you go. Do never. Never do this. Never feed your dog any grapes. You're eating grapes. There's your dog. Hey, dog, have a grape. Don't do that. Dogs don't digest grapes very well. Not good. Not good. Avocados. I didn't know that. Dogs shouldn't have avocados. An avocado isn't actually a fruit, you know. Like a tomato is actually a fruit. Fruit and dogs, not really good. But my dog loves fruit. Great, not a good idea, though. Avocados, no good. Chicken bones, I think you know that. Chicken bones splint. They very easily splint. Do you know what that means? You know, there's little sharp things, little sharp splinters in them. They easily bend and crack. That can get caught in your dog's stomach or throat and cause bleeding and lacerations, and that would be, like, horrible. No chicken bones to a dog, ever. Bacon. Who doesn't like bacon? I'm not saying dogs don't like bacon, but it's not good for them. A little tidbit of bacon, I guess so, but bacon, not good for dogs. They don't digest bacon well at all. Well, big time greasy for a dog. Chocolate. You know, chocolate and dogs don't get along. Actually, a certain type of chocolate, a certain intensity of chocolate can actually kill your dog. No chocolate ever for a dog. Don't argue with me. Garlic. Even if your dog's Italian, no garlic. Dogs do not digest garlic well. And I don't want a stinky garlic breath dog either. I don't even like a stinky garlic breath person, much less a stinky garbage left dog. Ice cream's not good for your dog. Dairy is not good for your dog. Now, some dogs can tolerate dairy. They even like a little splash of milk or a little lick of an ice cream or something. But it's very random. Most dogs don't handle dairy well. If your dog does have dairy, such as mine, loves dairy and nothing really happens, you still keep it, like, on the moderate side. Alcohol. This is where we part ways. Don't let your dog have alcohol. You might think it's funny to see your dog, like, a little tipsy or something, like a wine or hard liquor or something like that. Not good. Dogs, alcohol. No, it messes up their system. Not good. No alcohol for the dog. Don't go out drinking with your dog. That's not a great idea anyway. Macadamia nuts. I don't even eat macadamia nuts, so I don't think that's going to be a problem. Be careful with nuts and dogs, especially macadamia. You know, no macadamia nuts for your dog. I think you can remember that. It's an easy catchphrase. Macadamia nuts for my dog. No, no, no. That's the catchphrase. Along the fruit, fruit line there, peaches and plums. Not good. Peaches and plums. Peaches and plums. No good. Coffee. Don't give dog to your coffee. Or don't give coffee to your dog. Either way, don't do it. Coffee for a dog is both acidic and also the caffeine in coffee. Dogs can't handle that type of change to their nervous system. They're just little things.
Well, Ron, I have a large Dalmatian. How could that affect my... that's not a little dog.
Just shut up and don't do it. Just shut up. Stop arguing with me. Don't do it. Be very conscious of what you throw to your dog, scrap-wise. Be very, very careful. A lot of people give their dog raw meat. No, not good. No more than you should be having raw meat. Digestive systems, especially in domesticated animals, more tender than your digestive system. You thought it was the other way around? No, you're wrong. You're wrong. All right, sit down. Stop getting upset with me. I'm just trying to impart general information. I'm saving somebody's life. My guests today, my guests are going to talk about how to throw interesting summer birthday parties or something like that. I have no idea. I don't choose these things. They're given to me. This is how I make my living. Interview people, really. Otherwise, you know, you would have to pay me, so don't argue with me. Don't argue with me. Okay, we're going to talk to these fine people and find out all about that stuff. But first, we're going to take a little commercial break, and when we come back, we'll see what's going on, okay? Here's a... I don't know if you're a party thrower or what, but here's a good idea for you.
Do you throw boring parties? Do your guests stand about with tepid drinks in their hands, vapidly striving for anything interesting to say to anyone? Do they glance at their watches around 9 p.m. and say, "Oh, look at the time"? Your parties need something, and you know it. Your parties need me, Thompson St. Thomas Fancy Bastard. For a gentlemanly, prearranged fee, I will arrive fashionably late to your party, bringing with me that dash of irresistible British charm and a soupçon of the joie de vivre of the French. Soon I'll have your guests regaled with stories of my vacation villa in Saint-Tropez, my zany youthful adventures in boys' school, and that one time I met the prince. Quite a story. For an extra fee, I could be the cheeky one, telling blue jokes and winking roguishly at all the girls. Got a piano? I've got a repertoire. Because what English gent can't just sit down at the Ivories and knock out everything from a raucous pub tune to a bit of Gershwin? I know I can. Because I'm Thompson St. Thomas, Fancy Bastard. And I'll see you at your next party. What time shall I arrive?
Hello.
Hi, Ron. Hi. Hey, Ron.
Hey. Julian Clark and Pierre Pizzo joins us. They are party planning specialists, and they're with Evite. And we're talking about planning a birthday party, something that I tend not to want to celebrate anymore. But nonetheless, we're talking about, birthday parties for any age, or are we talking specifically about children?
I mean, we're talking specifically about children, but a lot of the ideas that we want to talk about today can be used for adults as well.
Okay. Now, summer birthdays are interesting. Usually during the fall and the winter, everybody's around. Everybody's there, and they're looking for something to do. In the summer, people scatter all over the place. It's hard to get them together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
So what do you do?
I mean, it's called, you know, the summer burn of having a birthday during the summer. And, you know, truth be told, summer birthdays have really gotten a bad rap, when in reality, we think summer is one of the best times to have a birthday. You know, when planning, definitely focus on quality over quantity. Warmer weather means the activities are more unique and adventurous, so ditch the big party and all the time and money that comes with it, and have your kid invite their best friends for a day at the water park, a baseball game, or even an outdoor concert. If you decide to throw the party, doing it outside allows you to have a bigger space to play with. And lastly, and most importantly, you don't have to wait until school is out to celebrate. You can host a get-together earlier in the year, so your kid has a chance to celebrate with their friends before summer vacation.
Is it kind of weird to hold a celebration party when your birthday is not, like, for 3 months?
You know, we don't think so. We think, you know, any opportunity you have to celebrate with those that you care about and love, we think is worthy to get together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So you could, like, actually have two birthday parties a year.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you could technically have as many birthday parties you want in a single year.
You could technically have one every day.
Yeah.
who's gonna stop you, actually? Who would
yeah.
say no?
You get to eat cake every day.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. And you'd be a fat adult. But anyway, that's something else. All right, so you gave us some ideas about going to other locations. How can you beef up a birthday party at your home or at somebody's house?
Sure, since it is the summer, you want to take advantage of that warmer weather. So you can have a party in your backyard, put a twist on the classic movie night, by swapping out a TV or computer screen for a projector. You can easily rent one with a quick search. Or you can, if you want to be resourceful, ask a friend or even a friend of a friend if they have one that you can borrow. And, you know, hopefully they do get invited to that. Mm-hmm. And then on the day of your event, you can place out string lights for lighting. And instead of chairs, you can place out fun pool floaties for seating, you know, those fun pizza ones or swans. Mm-hmm. So that's a fun idea. Another way to celebrate a birthday girl or boy is to have a themed astrology party. So we do have a new collection of zodiac designs that are free and animated. So since it is themed, you can incorporate celestial elements such as stars for decor or galaxy desserts, and double a DIY as a party favor that guests can take home, such as a coaster or poster of their zodiac sign, to be a little bit more resourceful. And if you're looking for free printables or inspiration, Pinterest is always a fun place to look at.
Okay. Should I conceive a child to make sure that it's born in the summer, birthday party convenience-wise? Well, that doesn't make sense, actually. Okay, never mind. Never mind.
I mean, we can go on about that subject. Maybe we should stick to the birthday.
Maybe the end result as opposed to the beginning. What about finding a creative way to actually invite everybody to the party?
Yes, you know, this is tough, planning a summer party, making sure everyone actually comes. And the best way to plan for that, we think, is by setting a save the date in advance. Mm-hmm. Now, we have seen a ton of parents doing this lately. It's a great way to lock down a summer birthday party date before parents make way too many plans for summer. And, you know, in many cases, school may already be out, but as a parent, you still should not worry. You can now add a poll to our invitations, which allow parents to choose between date options, ensuring that you find a date that works for everyone. You can also send Evite invitations via text, so those parents who may not check their email that often will get the invitation right away.
Pretty cool. Well, you got it all figured out, apparently.
We're the experts.
Yes, you are. It says it right here. I see.
Yeah.
It says that you're the experts right here.
True to our word.
Yes, you are, apparently. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Where do we go for more information?
Visit evite.com/birthday for all the tips, tricks, and inspiration you'll ever need.
Perfect. Thanks so much. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Ron.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you, Ron.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. Cute. Weren't they adorable? I mean, I know they were talking about birthday parties and planning parties and stuff with the Evite people, but weren't they adorable, though? Whatever, right? Yeah, they were lovely. I'd love to have them at one of my parties. They could just talk and we could laugh about things, and we can maybe we can install replacement windows together. They'd be wonderful at that, because they're the experts. Thank you so much for being with me today. I felt that closeness. Our bodies didn't touch, but that wasn't really important today, was it? No. This was better. This was better. We had an intellectual connection that other people can't experience except for us. Whatever, right? Whatever. Whatever. Okay. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. And it's going to be incredible, too. I guarantee you. If you don't come back tomorrow, then I don't know what's wrong with you. Well, let's not go there. Have yourselves a wonderful day. And I wish you peace. You're free to go now. Wait till the music ends, but then go away. Go do something.